That was Ceaseless from the EP Sleepless Shadow, released this week by Winnipeg-based alternative rock band Plain as Ghosts. They have charted on campus radio and opened for Pop Evil, Royal Tusk, and Tom Cochran. I spoke with vocalist and guitarist Trevor Lux over Skype. Trevor, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Well, thank you so much for having us. It's an honor to be here.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. When did you first pick up a guitar?
I probably first got into guitar about 15 years old. I found an old guitar in my grandpa's basement, and it was an electric guitar. I'm sure some no-name brand. And he decided that he would give that one to me, which I later found out was my uncle's guitar. And, you know, my first thing to do, of course, being a kid that didn't know anything about music, I picked it up and tried to modify the guitar. So I made it look cool before I played cool. So that was it.
Did you have a very musical family growing up?
Only my grandfather, really. He could pick up almost any instrument. Trumpet was sort of his main thing, but he could pick up anything, piano, guitar, and pick it up quite quickly. My parents are not musical. My brother's not musical, so sort of just me.
Do you remember what the very first album or song was that you ever bought for yourself?
Well, I think that was back in those Columbia House days where you could order the albums online. I want to say that I think the very first two that came in the mail was A Queen's Greatest Hits and Nirvana Nevermind.
Well, those are pretty good choices.
Yeah, I got lucky there, I guess, as a young guy.
How did you come together with your bandmates to form Plain as Ghosts?
So Rod, our drummer, Rodrigo, and I were previously in a band called Kaleida. That was more of a punk outfit, and him and I were connected sort of 6 degrees of separation at the time. The bassist, who was a friend of mine, had known Rodrigo through his hairdresser, who was a singer in a Latin band, and she had him as her drummer. So him and I started with that. That project folded. We played a few shows with Adam Hallstrom, who is our bass player, and we connected a lot on that. He was out of a project. Rod and I were just out of a project. So Adam and I started doing some demos online, and things moved from there.
How do you approach your songwriting as a band? Is it a very collaborative process, or does one of you typically take the lead?
Typically, it starts with myself or Adam, and a lot of it these days is done online. I live in Niverville, Manitoba. Adam lives in Winnipeg. We do get together every once in a while for that, but often it's a demo that one of us have started, and the other will add some ideas. Typically, Adam will finish the structure, and then I'll finish the lyrics and melody.
Your lyrics are very intimate and personal. Where do you find the inspiration for them? Do you tend to draw from your own life, or are you more of a storyteller?
You know, I wish I could be a storyteller. I think that's a talent unto itself, but this is all personal stuff. I guess it's sort of a therapeutic thing for me, where it's saying stuff you're either going through or not necessarily able to say otherwise. I do wish I could write stories, because I could probably write a lot more songs, but everything that I've written so far has been pulled from personal experience.
I think it sounded like you were saying that you'll often start with the structure of a song and the lyrics come later. Do your lyrics ever inspire the music?
It has. As an example, I would say the song Aletheia, that song from our first album, Rendering, the lyrics thematically have been on my mind for a long time. But once that song was sort of completed, then the lyrics just seemed to flow. So that was actually one of the faster tracks that we had written.
You released your debut album, Rendering, in 2016, and your sophomore EP, Sleepless Shadow, drops this week. How do you feel your sounds evolved with your newer music?
We employed a different producer. So Rendering was self-produced, mostly by Adam, our bass player. And, of course, the rest of us had some creative input there. But we employed a punk producer, Jordan Voth, who I think took the sound in a little bit of a different direction for us. I don't think all the songs are reflective of punk rock per se, but maybe a different edge or a different sound that we didn't think we'd have before. A lot of these songs we've been sitting on for a good part of a couple years, and we all decided it'd be a good time to actually get them together, finish them, polish them, and put them on an album. So that's where Sleepless Shadow ended up.
Is there a theme to the songs in the collection?
Not as much as there was on Rendering. Rendering, I mean, I think if anyone listens to it, we'll find that theme. I won't give that away. But This one, it's still based on personal stuff, so it just has a lot more range, I think, as far as themes, but I don't think they're quite as cohesive. They're, you know, one of the songs is about raising my girls. I've got three daughters, so that's a song that's a little bit happier than, say, Rendering was. We have songs about, you know, corporate drama, office drama, and the rest of the songs are about experiences that I've gone through emotionally or mentally. So, yeah, I think it's a little more broad this case.
What was the inspiration for the title track, Sleepless Shadow?
That one's a little deeper. Sort of long story short, my mother had gone through cancer twice. And the first time that she had gone through cancer, she came out of it thinking that she was much more positive, new lease on life type of situation. The second time, she fell into a bad depression. And she became an alcoholic, which was very hard to deal with, especially when I had young kids at the time. So Sleepless Shadow is referring to sort of a shadow of one's former self and sort of how that's, you can feel disconnected from who you were, but you wanting to try to get back to that. So that is very specifically about myself and my mom.
When you're drowning inside of yourself, feeling too far away. Tomorrow, I'll find.